If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we begin this new year. Let us be humble before you. Let us celebrate your love. Let us celebrate your joy. And let us recognize that as we begin this new year, we have all been called to be part of your people during this very unique time of 2024. Let us be humble before you, and please bless us that we may do your work in the next 365 days and beyond. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, welcome to 2024. Did you ever think you'd have 2024 as that day? I mean, for many of you, maybe those who are born at the time that begins at a 20, you'd say, well, of course, there'll come a time in 2024. But for those of us who were born in the middle of the 20th century, we might say, will there come a time where we'll see 2024? I remember many years ago, back in the 60s, they had a program called the 21st Century. It was narrated by Walter Cronkite, and obviously it was on CBS, and they talked about what the 21st century was going to look like. And it was always based on 2001. And then, of course, there was the famous movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, and talking about what the future would look like. And some of that stuff, we're well beyond it. Others, nah, not so much. And by the way, in order to fully understand the movie, I saw it when I was, what? Let's see, it came out in like 1968, somewhere around there. So obviously I was about 10, 11 years old. So I read the book, which was literally based on the movie. It's in reverse, but written by the same author, Arthur C. Clarke. And it helped me give me a better understanding of what we are encountering in that story and what that is all about. So it was fascinating. Anyway, it was really good finally understanding what the great big, that big black column thing was and everything else. So anyway, welcome to 2024. Do you realize this is the penultimate year before we recognize the first quarter of the 21st century? Now, I know people are going to say, well, actually, the first quarter doesn't start until the second quarter doesn't start until 2026. Yes, you're right. But we're ending the first quarter next year. So this is the penultimate year. Wow. Isn't this fascinating? You know, my math is really bad. So in 1958, they were, you know, say, how old will you be in 2001? And I forget what I figured somewhere around the line of like 40. No, somewhere around the line that I'd be retired by then. And then when I was like in my 40s, I'm like, boy, my math is really bad. Well, today is also, as it always is, it's the first day of the year. And the first day of the year is called the Solemnity of Mary, also known as the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. And so we recognize this special day. Of course, in Catholic, I know a lot of non-Catholics don't fully understand that devotion we have to Mary. And one of the things I thought of, if you really think about it in this sense, is we recognize that Mary is not God. Period. And this is something a lot of people don't understand. You'll see some people who don't like the Catholic message. And, you know, in not liking the Catholic message, they'll say things about us that aren't true. And they say, you know, we prove that they consider her a God. We don't. We absolutely don't. But we recognize Mary is the greatest of all humans who are not also divine, which is there's only one, that's Jesus. So that's what we recognize. And so that's why we understand Mary in the sense. Now, the other thing I thought of, and I use this as my homily, which you can hear over at WROL 950 a.m. at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, where recognizing that the church bears the message of God just as Mary bared Christ. So in other words, the church is the body of Christ, and as the body of Christ, it brings forth the word of God. So the church and its and her connection to Mary is huge, because Mary physically brought forth the body of Christ, and the church brings forth the resurrected of the body of Christ in her message and in the Eucharist. So there is this very fine connection between the church and Mary, because both are a kind of theotokos, which is the Greek word for God bearer. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be right back. So I have a suggestion for you, especially in this new year. If you want to experience Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. So, if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about experiencing St. Anthony, that standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, what I'd like you to do is you may want to come to church, and there, as the collection basket goes around, you don't want to sit there, hands hanging. You might feel uncomfortable. So, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Write the word radio on a piece of paper and put that in the collection basket. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. It doesn't go for any other church or any other parish, so please keep that in mind. But if you're currently looking for a local parish to call home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134, conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And don't throw the stone. We're just up the street also from the Charles River, which obviously is parallel to Soldiers Field Road. So we're talking about this special reality that Mary brought forth Christ to the world, brought forth the Messiah, and we as the church bring forth the message of the gospel, because we too can call ourselves the body of Christ, because that's what St. Paul says. So we're the body of Christ bringing forth the message of Christ. And so that's why we have this real special connection with the one who brought Christ into the world, as we know from the Gospel of Luke, and because of her yes to God. And remember, the whole key of Mary and Jesus is their total obedience to the Father. And that's important, because they are the reverse of the disobedience to the Father that we see in Adam and Eve. So this is, it's a key day. And maybe one of the things we can look at this day is recognizing who we truly are. And we are part of the church. Now, one of the ways I put it out in the homily, which I did on Christmas Eve, is the idea that on the Christmas Eve day, as opposed to Christmas Eve, which was a Christmas homily, the idea of on Christmas Eve, understanding that we can look at the Jews and the Christians as two ships. The Jews bring the message of the Ten Commandments, the message of the monotheistic God, the message of all the truths we see and the prophecies we see in the Old Testament. And they become like a ship in port that finally arrives at port and moors. And then the next ship goes out and brings the next level of cargo, which is Jesus and his message to the world as well. And we're in that sailing idea to the port that we're all called to, which is eternal life. I suppose that all works together. And that's fascinating because one of the images for the church is a boat. It's called the bark, B-A-R-Q-E. The bark of Christ is a boat. And as I said in my homily, there are parishes around here that are shaped like boats just for that reason. Two examples would be St. Peter in Dorchester. If you're in St. Peter in Dorchester, there's the architecture makes you look like you were in the hold of a ship. And then Most Blessed Sacrament in Quincy is designed that you could imagine this is like a ship in storage. You could turn the whole ship, the whole church upside down, church building upside down. It's like you're in a ship. Two designs like that, the bark of Christ. And this is a great model of the church where it shows it as a boat, and it's a ship, actually. And it's traveling with the message. And this is what we're doing. We are like the ship bearing the message of Christ, just as Mary bared Christ to the world. And that's why it's so important, as I said in my homily, that our churches need to be transformational. It's not a place where people come to celebrate their salvation. It's a place where people come and rooted in Christ, so that when people come to a church, they experience Christ and are forever transformed. That's the way we've got to build our parishes. That's the way we've got to build our churches. So keep that in mind. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.